Yeah. We're holding Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Yeah, just last shayla again. We're in the middle of the shayla of the machlokes between Rambam and Reb Chisdom. Do you say it's far from Hoyil? Hoyil means since it's possible that what you're cooking now on Yom Tif will be used on Yom Tif, it's Mutter Midiraisa. The Rosh Reb Chisda says no, we don't say Hoyil. Therefore, if you bake now for Yom Tif, or if you bake on Yom Tif for after Yom Tif, it's also Midiraisa. That was Reb Chisda's svara. So then the question was, how do you have a het of an Erubi Tavshilin? How could we cook on a Friday Yom Tif for Shabbos? So Reb Chisda had a command to new svar to say, Tzorchei Shabbos is not simply Yom Tif. That Midiraisa on Yom Tif, you are allowed to cook for Shabbos on Yom Tif. That was Reb Chisda's Yisoid. Now in the middle of Esna Kasha on Reb Chisda's Yisoid. Again, the last Gemara was, the Zalocha of the Lechem Aponim. That the Gemara says, Necho Letisha, Liasoro, Liyechadosar, Loipachas, Loyeser. Not less and not more. Okay, he said, how do we have this? Kedarka, a normal case of Lechem Aponim is Letisha. Is 9 days later, that's when the Kanim are allowed to eat the Lechem Aponim. How is that? Nefo Erev Shabbos. They bake the Lechem Erev Shabbos, because you're not allowed to bake on Shabbos. Therefore, they bake the Lechem, for Lechem Aponim on Friday, Erev Shabbos. And Necho Shabbos Letisha. They eat it the next Shabbos first, which is 9 days later. Because the Lech of Lechem Aponim is that you first take off the old lechem on Shabbos, and then you put in the fresh lechem, and it stays on the shulchan in Shabbos l'Shabbos. So if you bake it this Friday, you put it on the shulchan tomorrow on Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos you take it off and you eat it. So that's 9 days later. Chal yomtiv liyas b'erev Shabbos. Let's say erev Shabbos was a yomtiv, so you're not allowed to bake on yomtiv eistayis for Shabbos. Now this is going to be the kasha of Chizda. Here it said that if Friday is a yomtiv, you are not allowed to bake the lechem aponim on Friday for Shabbos. So therefore, nechol l'Shabbos liyasara, that it's eaten first 10 days later. How is that? That you have to first bake the challahs on Thursday, erev Yom Tov, and you first put it onto the shulchan on Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos you take it off and eat it, which is 10 days later. What about Shnei Yom Tovim Rosh Hashanah? Let's say in Eretz Yisrael even, where you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So Thursday and Friday is Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to bake the lechem upon him for Shabbos. Therefore, nechol l'Shabbos liyacharosam. 11 days later, that's first when you eat the lechem. In other words, they bake the lechem on Wednesday, and they first put it on the shulchan on Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos they take it off and they eat it the next Shabbos, which is 11 days later. Why? So he ends off lefi she'enoi doicha lo yesa Shabbos lo yesa yomtiv. He's the Indian to bake these lechem for the tzorich of the shteh of the lechem upon him for Shabbos put on the shulchan is not doicha Shabbos. You're not allowed to bake it on Shabbos, and it's not even doicha yomtiv. Even though yomtiv you're allowed to bake on yomtiv, but that's only if you want to eat the food. You're allowed to bake for yourself for yomtiv, but you're not allowed to bake the tzorich Shabbos. You're not allowed to bake for lechem upon him. For the Gemara, there's the kashan al kashan of Chizda v'yamrit. If you're going to tell me like you Rav Chizda holds that hold that tzorchei Shabbos nasim v'yomtiv that midiraisa, you are allowed to prepare on yomtiv for Shabbos. Whatever you need for Shabbos, you're allowed to prepare for it on yomtiv. Like a Shabbos is also called the Shabbos kodesh, and on yomtiv is called kodesh. You're allowed to prepare on yomtiv for Shabbos. Obviously, the kasher is then according to Rav Chizda, my loydoch yomtiv. How come you're not allowed to bake the lechem upon him on yomtiv? Like in a case when Yom Tov comes out on Friday, it should be mutter to bake the lechem upon him on Friday. Like what are you breaking it for? You're baking it for purpose, truth, eat it next Shabbos. But it's going to be eaten on Shabbos. So you are here to hold that you're allowed to bake for Yom Tov for Shabbos. So here you see, not like you, here you see that you're not allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So chot akashah and you Reb Chisda. Like Rashi says, Shein the doicha b'yafiyose, the baking of lechem upon him. Lechem upon him, Zat Rashi, tzorche Shabbosu. These are considered something necessary for Shabbos. Shem esalkin v'yoichlin noisem b'Shabbos. That on Shabbos, you first take off the old lechem, then you put the new one on, and the Kohanim eat the old one. Now the kasher is v midirais. If you're going to tell me midirais of the locher is nasin b'yomtiv, that tzorche Shabbos you could do on yomtiv, big vulim. Midrabbonin, who the yoser? That it's only yoser midrabbonin. Of a zeb migdish, kaimalon, legozer, ala shvus, vemayena deicha. Here we're talking about baking lechem upon him, which is in the base of migdish. And usually the case is they weren't gozer, gzeirus in the base of migdish. So it should be mutim etchila to bake on yomtiv of fourth soich Shabbos. So how come if yomtiv comes out on Friday, you have to bake the lechem upon him on Thursday? Why can't you bake it on Friday? The covered next Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, Rav Chisda can answer you back. Omale, he answered back. Shavuos kroiva hetiru. Shavuos rechaikala hetiru. The Rabbanim were only making something that's kurv, close. Like for this coming Shabbos, if you want to bake, for this Friday, this Yom Tov, for tomorrow, for Shabbos, that's mutter. But Shavuos rechaika, a Shabbos that's far away, like the Lechem Aponim, you don't eat it this coming Shabbos. You first eat it the next Shabbos. For that, they weren't matter. Like Rashi says, Liyolam sarche Shabbos b'Yom Tov ein be'mele mishum Shavuos. Really, midiraisa, you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's only us and the Rabbanim. Which is called Sarach Gavoya, it should be Mutun the Beis HaMikdash. The Teretz is Shvus Kroiva, Min Shal Yom Tev Atzma, Oishal Oisa Shabbos Atzma, Shetzrich Alaboy Bayoim, VaMikdash Atiru. Anything that needed Mamish today or tomorrow on Shabbos, the Taka won't matter in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't make any Xerus. But I'll tell you, Shvus Rechaika, Lidchoy Shvus Yom Tev Zeh, Beshvil Shabbos Shania, Lo Yetiru BaMikdash. Like Enochnam, it's like only Yosim with the Rabbanan. But this is for the Rabbanan applies because you're not baking now on Friday, this Yom Tov, for tomorrow. You're baking now for next Shabbos. So Shvus Rechoika, the Rabbanan were not mat there even in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, Sende Gemara goes on to ask the Abu Ula Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Yom HaMishum Rabbi Shimon ben Hasgan, Doiches HaYom Tov, Yena Doiches Yom Tzayim. He holds, no, it's not Deuche Yom Tzayim, it's not Deuche. So Rashi means not Deuche Yom Kippur, is my Yikol HaMeimor. What can we say? So Rashi says, Be'afiyosa di'isuru di'raisu, Deloi huta boi oicho nefesh, Ela bi'yom tef huta boi oicho nefesh, Vai oicho nefeshu, Be'af agav di'ayna tzorech yom tef, Re'i tzorech le'shabes, Do'anami yom tef, Hilkach bi'alma is to shvusu, Ve'migdash le'gozru, Ve'af agav di'rechoyki, even though it's far away. In other words, Rav Shimon ben Hasgan is saying, even though the Shavuos is a far away, you're doing Letzarech later on, but if it's for purpose of a Yom Kippur that you can eat on Yom Kippur, that's when it's also. But Kol Zaman is a Letzarech HaShabbos, that you could use it, so it's Mutter, even though it's a Shavuos Rechaika, like Ramesh in this case. If you want to bake now, Letzarech next Shabbos, it'll be Mutter Midiraisa. In the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbanu did not make any Xeris, according to Rav Shimon ben Hasgan. That's the Gemara's kasha. Michael Meim, what can you say according to him? It's the kasha according to Rav Chisda that Tzorchei Shabbos not Sim B'Yom Tov. Why is the mutter in the Beis HaMikdash? So Gemara answers. B'hol Pligi. That's good for the Machlokes. Mas over the Tanakama holds Shavuos Kroiv HaTiru, Shavuos Rechoik Lo Yatiru. Enochnami. That's type of shot in the Tanakama of Rav Shimon ben Hasgan. The Tanakhama holds Taka it's also that they're only matter in the Beis HaMikdash for Shavuos that's Nogeya right now from this Yom Tov to right tomorrow Shabbos, but what's Nogeya from now to next Shabbos, that's also Uma Sovar Reb Shimon ben Hasgan holds Enoch Nami Sovar Rechoike Nami Yatiru, that usually they were matter even in Rechoike, even if for the next Shabbos you want to bake now with this Yom Tov for the next Shabbos, it's Mutter Midiraisim, he holds only Yom Kippur it's also. In the Beis HaMikdash, though, it's mutter to bake from this Shabbos, from this Yom Tov to the next Shabbos. Enoch Nami. That's what Rabbi Shimon ben Hasgan holds. But the Tanakhama Taka holds, like we're saying now, no, you're not, or Shavuos Rechaika, the Rabbonim were not matter in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's Pshat according to the first Mishnah, the first Dinia of the Lechem Aponim, that says that if Friday comes out to be Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bake the Lechem Aponim on Yom Tov, but rather you have to wait till, do it before. That you should not be Deuche Yom Tov for baking for Lechem Aponim. Even though you're baking for a Shabbos, and according to Rav Chisda Yol, the Tzorche Shabbos is Nasim B'Yom Tov, still the Teretz is their only Mate Shavuos Kroiva. Vashenken Shavuos Rechoika, the Taka were not Mate. Now, Taisus here is in the Sun, Taisus the Kasha, the second Taisus. V'yam Tzorche Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov, Taisus the Kasha, Taima. Taimulari, my parak, what's the question here? For Rav Chisda loy polag v'lay, the rabba, Rav Chisda doesn't argue on rabba, ela shemata levasha b'yomtev l'shabis, k'moy shemut levasha l'bay v'yoyim. Rav Chisda is just saying there's a svara tzorche Shabbos nasim b'yomtev, that the same way you're allowed to bake on yomtev for yomtev, you're allowed to bake on yomtev for Shabbos, that's called bay v'yoyim. So he says, the kedusha achasik, the first akuntris, abo b'chai gavna by now a case, the Maisi afil loboy bayoyim asura, kiyotoni seifa gabishtei halechim. That even today you're not allowed to bake. Like on Shabbos Gufi, you're not allowed to bake for a shtei halechim. It's called Tzorche Gevoya. Now, it's on Yom Tif. You can't bake Tzorche Gevoya on Yom Tif. So there's no heter. Rola Yomarav Chiz, the Shiasa, be Yom Tif, Yoysim, Rabba. So what's the kasha here? Hey, so what are we baking now? We're baking Lechem Aponim, which is called Tzorche Gevoya, which is not Mutter on Yom Tif. So what's the kasha now that you say Tzorche Shabbos Nasim, be Yom Tif, but this is not called Tzorche Yom Tif even? So therefore, Tzorche the answer is when you're on the read, okay, for Shdil, what the Gemara meant to ask. Dileil, that Tzorche Shabbos Nasim, be Yom Tif, lav mishum the Kedusha Achasi. The Pshat was not because it's considered like one Kedusha, like one day, and what you could bake today for Yom Tif, Kuadin Shabbos is also considered like a Yom Tif. Elo, the Svari is Kleimar, hoil she mitzvahs Shabbos, im lo yasenu be Yom Tif, shub lo yasenu, choshev kemo yechol nefesh the Yom Tif. Something that you have to do on Shabbos, and if you're not going to do it now, you're not going to have it for Shabbos, it's going to be missing a mitzvah on Shabbos, that's called Sorcha Yom right now. That's the Hezbedir. Because you want to have a Suda on Shabbos, and if you're not going to bake now on Friday, in Yom Tif, you're not going to have a Suda for Shabbos. So since you have Sorcha Shabbos, that's considered called the Sorcha Hayom right now. That's considered Sorcha Yom Tif. Is Choshev Kemoy Eichon Nefesh Yom Tif. Therefore, Vahash, the Parach Shabbos, now the Gemara is very good. Bishleim Lodidi, according to me, the Loi Sharia, Beyonti Lesimchas Yom Tif, Helvich Agav Nishay Ikum Mishrim Sikmas Yom Tif is good. Here, there's no Simchas Yom Tif. The Gabishtei Halechem Nami and Nicholas Simchas Yom Tif El Ikrim Mishum Zevach El Bidok for the Kasha the Koran Tzuvah Chizdah. The Yama that you say Tzorche Shabbos is Nasim B'Yom Tif. For what's the Pshat of Koran Tzuvah Chizdah? That V'Chol Dov Ishu Mitzvah for Tzorche Lasses B'Yom Tif Shein Lo Yisman Achar Hocho that that's called Tzorche Yom Tif also. Amai L'Dorche Yom Tif. That was the Gemara's Kasha. Now from Chizdah Tzorche Shabbos is the Pshat that's something you do need for Shabbos and if you can't do it now you're not going to have it. So that's called Tzorche Hayom. Therefore, it should be mutter to bake the lechem aponim on Shabbos. It should be mutter to bake the lechem aponim on Yom Tov for the next Shabbos. That should be called Tzorche Shabbos. So that's the kasha. Why isn't it mutter? On this, the Gemara's teretz was that a shvus rechayka a kroiva they were matter, but a shvus rechayka they were not matter. Yeah. So the Gemara vayta. Mosiv Rav Mori. Rav Mori has another kasha now. Is alocha shtei halechem, the shtei halechem, that's a special mincha that they brought on Shavuot. Is einoy necholes loy pachos mishnayim. It's only eaten the least 2 days after it was baked, for loy yaiser, al shloisha, not less than 2 days, and not more than 3 days. That's when the shtei halechem was eaten after it was baked. Ketzad, how do we have this? Nefes Erev Yontif. The same thing. This Shtei Halechem, this mincha that you have to bring on Shavuos, you're not allowed to bake it on Yontif, on Shavuos. You have to bake it before Shavuos. So when do you bake it? Erev Yontif. Is Nefes Erev Yontif. Is Necholes Li Yomtov Lishnayim. When did they eat it? The next day, tomorrow on Yontif. So that's considered the second day from when it was baked, that's when you eat it. What about Chal Yomtov Liyos Achra Shabbos? Let's say Yomtif Shavuos comes out on Sunday. So Maisi, you can't bake on Yom Tif, and you can't bake on Shabbos, so then you have to bake it Erev Shabbos Friday. So Necholes L'Yom Tif L'Shloisha. Then you read it 3 days later, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, on the Sunday on the Yom Tif, that's when you read it. Why is there such a thing like this? Lufi She'enoi Doicho L'Yesa Shabbos L'Yesa Yom Tif. Again, the Yafiyah of Lechem Aponim, of Shtei Halechem is not Doicho Yom Tif. You can't do it on Yom Tif Shavuos, and you can't do it on Shabbos. Now the Kasher is, V'Yamet, if you're going to tell me, that Tzorche Shabbos, Nasin B'Yom Tif, yet according to Rav Chizda, that's something you need for Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Yom Tif. So, Hashto, this Shabbos B'Yom Tif, Sharyo, Maduch on Yom Tif, you're allowed to do something you need for Shabbos. The Yom Tif B'Yom Tif, mi boy, Avada Navada, should be mutter to bait the Lechem upon him on Yom Tif. Why can't you bait the Lechem upon him on Yom Tif? And the way Tois just got finished saying, it's very good. But the kasher is according to Rav Chizda, Tzorche Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tif means that since you have to do something now on Yom Tif, and if you don't do it, you're not going to have it for Shabbos, so some mitzvah you're going to be missing tomorrow on Shabbos, that's called Tzorche Hayom. See here also, why can't you bake the lechem upon him on Yom Tif itself, on Shavuos itself? That you want to bake it today, it's called you do a mitzvah today, you're going to have the lechem upon him here, you're going to have the shtei lechem here, that should also be called Tzorche Yom Tif. So it should be mutter to bake the shtei lechem on Yom Tif. So why does it say this din here? You're not allowed to bake the shtei lechem on Yom Tif. Why not? And Rashi says, shtei lechem haboyim batzeres that they brought on Shavuos. L'shloishes atrash lefi she'ofo mi'erev Shabbos. Usually you baked it on Erev Shabbos. B'Yom Tif mi'boyim. Rashi ina mi'loi chozi hashto. Ho'chozi le'boyim b'yayim. Even though you can't eat it right now, but it's chozi later. Umigorim mitzorche Shabbos shomocher is the worst than what you want for tomorrow for Shabbos. Tlochol hayoyim alechozelay. When you want to bake on Friday for Shabbos, when you want to bake on Friday for Shabbos, you're not going to use it at all today. It's only for tomorrow. Still, it's mutter. The soyed kfar. We're talking about you already filled up from Yom Tov's meal. Elalav shemar minuf. From here we hear ain mutter beyond Tov minatayr el dover haroyelay oisashah. I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. From here it's mashma that even though you want to bake the shtei halechem on Yom Tov, and you can eat it later on Yom Tov, but the yisoid is that b'shas you bake it, you have to be able to eat it right away. And here, b'shas you bake the shtei halechem, it's not roi teach yet. V'tzorche Shabbos then tamayu mishum hoil diyorchim, then you have to answer how come you're allowed to bake on Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos. You have to answer the way Rabbah learns. Alza svara fun hoil. That maybe you'll have guests coming right now and you'll feed them right now. Here by the Lechem Aponim, you can't say hoyl if you don't want to eat it right now, because you're not allowed to eat it right now until after you bring the korban first. The kibsiyat service you have to bring first. Mishum dahai shaita lechosya, achi yishchatu kfosim aleim. Right now, b'shas, you bake the Lechem Aponim, the shtei halechem, you're not allowed to eat the shtei halechem yet. You have to first wait on Shavuos until you first bring the korbanos. You shech the two sirim, the two kvasim, the yizrak dom, and you make a zrikas adam. Vechiv on the heavy yeshlem eved miesmerim. Since it's possible to do this on erev Yom Tov, loydochel eli Yom Tov midit lechazilem. Something that you cannot use right now, b'shas you're baking it on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. So this is a big kashan of Chizda. How could Rav Chizda say, Sorche Shabbos and Asim B'Yom Tov, that means even though you're not going to use it at all today, you're only using it for tomorrow, still it's mutter, because good, Shabbos is considered like Yom Tov. And here you see more than that, that it's also. Here you see even the same day Yom Tov, you want to bake the Shtei HaLechem right now on Yom Tov and eat it today. Just since the fact is that right now you're not allowed to eat it, until first you bring the Shnei Kvosim, you see it's also. So you see you can only bake if your mamash have a right to eat it right now. So of course we should not say the svar of Tzorche Shabbos Nasim B'yomtiv. This is the kasha on Rav Chizda. And for the Gemara, Shani Hosom, I'll tell you, Lechem Aponim is different. I'll tell you, the Shtei Lechem is different. Shani Hosom, the Yom Akro, the Pasuk says Lochem, and we dash to Lochem means for you. You're only allowed to bake and cook on Yomtiv things that are Lochem, things that you are going to need for yourself. And we dash to Lochem for Lele Gvoya. But not for Gvoya, not for Tzorchei Hashem. To bake, to make the Shtei HaLechem, that you're going to put on the Mizbeach for Korbin, that you have no heter to. Not that Korbin is going to be a Mincha, but even though the Kohanim will eat it, but it's called Tzorchei Gvoya. The Rashi says, Lachem. No, Rashi doesn't say anything on this. Yeah, Mitzvah just speaks out. They would say lechem v'lo gvoyim. Mitzvah just speaks out pirish af v'lo gvoyim. Also not for gvoyim. But the Ashina Nami v'lo lenochri. Who are they not for a goy? You can't give this to a goy. You can't bake on Yom Tov for a goy. That's also wasim midiraisa. It's only mutter to bake lechem things that we for Jews that we need. But to bake on Yom Tov something that you give to a goy, that's also that's not mutter. Yeah, the many more is the kasha, but only Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Omar Mishum Rav Shimon ben Azgan, that says over the name of Rav Shimon ben Azgan, that Doiches es Yom Tov Ma'ik Lameimer, he says, yes, it is Doiches Yom Tov. What can you say? That you are allowed to bake Tzorche Gevoyim, even like Menachas that you're going to give to the Mizbeach, and the good kind of leave from it later, but it's called Meshuchim Gevoyim Kazachi, but that's also Mutter. What can you say? The Pasuk says Lachem. The Chor Tzakashi from the Torah. The Torah says Lachem only for you, and not for Gevoyim, not for Hashem's purpose. Tzmura says, Sovlok HaBashoil. He holds like HaBashoil. The Yom that he says, Lochem, Lochem B'Lele Lochem. Lochem means for you and not for Goyim. That's the Drosha. V'Enech Nam L'Tzorach HaGvoya Tak, it is Mutter. For Gvoya, it's Mutter. Rashi says, HaBashoil Masech Tabait Lochem L'Lele Lochem, Yavu L'Gvoya Ishori. Yeah. So far we have no Kashas Baita on Rav Chizda yet. So the Gemara, Sholach Lo Lei, Rav Chizda L'Rabo, Biyad Ravacha bar Ravuna. So Rav Chizda sent a message to Rabba in the hands of Ravacha bar Ravuna. That what me are Minan Hoyl. Now Rav Chizda's going to ask Kashas on Rabba. Is it true, you're saying that you're saying Hoyl? Now you're saying before that if you bake on Yom Tov, even though you have 100% in your mind only to eat it on Chol after Yom Tov, still it's mutter midiraisa. Why? Because midiraisa was saying Svara from Chol. That was Rabbi Svara. Chol, if a guest would come into your house on Yom Tov and you could serve him this food for the guest on Yom Tov, so we don't look as if the food is being cooked for tomorrow for the weekday, but rather we consider as if the food is being cooked today for Yom Tov and it's mutter. And Rabbi Chizid didn't hold from that Svara. So now Rabbi Chizid asked Nakasha to Rabbi, is it true, your Svara, that you say Hoyol if, for your Tanan, we learned like this, Yesh Choyrish Telem Echot. Somebody could plow, Choyrish means like plowing on the ground, Telem Echot, one row when you grow things, one row on the field. And you get 8 lavin for doing this one ma'aseh harisha. For plowing one row of ground, you could get 8 lavin, 8 malkasin. How is it possible to be over 8 lavin for one ma'aseh harisha? So Gemara says, Ha choyrish b'shor u'b'chamor. That's one lav. The Torah says you're not allowed to plow, work with the shor and the chamor together. So you did it together, that's one lav. It's Rashi Mishum le'sachrish. Vehein mukdashim. Another thing was they were hegdish. So drashim vehein mukdashim over al hashor shukotshim esbeach mishum lesevad bevechor sherecho. The whole akodashim kibechor. That if there's a lav hatorah, if you have a korban that's hegdish, you're not allowed to do work with it. So yeah, this shor was a korban. We had a din kedush saguf on it. So there's a lav not to work with it. What about a chamor? A chamor can't have a din kedush saguf. You can't bring a chamor for a korban. So Rashi says, "Bala chamor shukotchi bedek avayis." It's only oimed to like to sell and give the money, the value of it to bedek avayis. Mishum lav daizid the mila, but I call upon a makdushas domim. There's also mila. So since you did a bemezid, you get malchus for that. The yamrina perakol shor hezid bemila. Somebody was over the yisem mila, but you took enjoyment from hegdish bemezid willingly. Is biyazara? There's a lav involved. For goma chet mitruma, you learn out this pasuk chet from truma. Is harei shloisha lavim so far chalukim. You have 3 different lavim here. Loichoshim el lavim chalukim. So far, the Gemara is only mentioning the chalukim, the different parts of the lavim we have here. So one lav is for being chayrish b'shor b'chamor yachtav, working with 2 different animals together. Another lav is you're being nene from mila from a korban. The shor is mamish a korban. You're over the lav of leiseva b'chor. You can't work with a korban. And the third lav is that you're being nena from Hegdish. That's called Mila. You amaze it willingly. You're taking away enjoyment from Hegdish. That's the third lav. That's they have so far 3 lavim. Vital Klayim. You are plowing now. The growth there is like 2 different types of vegetables. 2 different Zeroyim. That's Klayim. So there's a lav not to plow Klayim. Or Klayim Bekerim. You have Klayim Bekerim. Kerim means here on the vineyard. You're growing grapes. And next to it, you have the vegetables growing there. And you're plowing on it now. You're making it grow better. That's a lav. Ushvius, we're talking about now with Shemitah year. So Rashi says, Ushvius, the oive mishum sodachol lois Sizra. You're not allowed to plant your fields on Shvius. The Chayrish told the Zeraya. And by plowing it, that's called the tolda. That's a type of a way of making it grow, of Zeraya planting. Going Chayrish lechasis esazriya. Case where you're plowing now to cover over the seeds. In other words, you already put the seeds in the ground, and now you are plowing to get the dirt over it, which that's also included in Zeriya. So that's also to do a lav on Shavias. Vaita b'yomtif. We're talking about now you're doing it on yomtif. There's another lav. It's one of the lamates malachis. You're not allowed to be chayrish on plow the ground on yomtif, who had it on Shabbos. And vaita koyhein v'nozir abeis atuma. It could be this person was a koyhein and the person was a nozir. 2 different lavim, and he was plowing in a beis atum, in a beis akvaras. That there's a lav, a kohen is not allowed to go near a beis akvaras to matam himself. And the wadin a nozer is not allowed to go into the beis akvaras to be matam himself. So there's all separate 8 different lavim you have here. Shrashi of klayim bekerim, to bahadi the kohorish, that when you're plowing, mechapi, you're covering over the klayim. Via mechapi the klayim, somebody covers over the klayim, loike, you get malchus. So Harei Chamisha, this is 5 so far. For Yom Tif, Harei Shisha, that's the 6th one. For Shabbos Leitoni, why doesn't it say Shabbos here? Mishum Delav, Shenitl Hazoros Mrs. Bezdin. The Eloikin Alov. For Shabbos you don't get Malkus, it's called Lav Hanitim, the Hazoros Mrs. Bezdin. There's no chiv misa on Yomtiv, it's only a lav. Therefore, by Yomtiv you get malchus. Mashenkin is a lav from on Shabbos. He holds you don't get malchus for this lav because the lav is also given le'azaris misas bezin. If somebody's mechal on Shabbos, he's chayiv misa. So for such a lav, you don't get malchus. Right. So far we have six of the koyin v'nozir aveis atumah. Shezeh Beis HaKvoris, he's plowing now in a Beis HaKvoris, in a cemetery. Uvu Koyin, the person is a Koyin, is doing this. V'nozir, v'yesh kan lave the Koyin l'nefesh le'yitamah. That's one lav. A Koyin is not allowed to be metamah himself to a mace. V'lav de nozir al nefesh mace le'yavoy. There's a special lav for nozir not to be metamah himself. So the kids of this one person is over eight different lavim for doing this one ma'aseh harisha. There's such a case like that. Now the kasher of Chizkiz and ask Rabbi is Rabbi of I Amrin on Hoyul. If you tell me there's a sorah from Hoyul, if something would happen to be mutter, we can sit with mutter right now also. Acharisha le'lechayiv the chura for yomtiv for doing the moloch of harisha plowing the ground on yomtiv. For that you should not get malchus. Why not? Hoyol v'chozel kisei dam tzipor. I tell you, since on Yomtiv, you're allowed to make a shechita. You're allowed to shech the bird, a tzipor on Yomtiv. You want to eat the bird on Yomtiv, you're allowed to make a shechita. Now, as soon as you make the shechita, when the blood drips down to the floor, there's a mitzvah kisei adam. You're supposed to take the earth and cover it up. Let's say you have no earth there, so you have to make a harisha now in order to make the dirt soft that you could be make a mekayim, the mitzvah kisei adam. So that should be mutter on Yomtiv. So according to you, Rabba, why don't you say a svar hoyil here? Hoyil if right next to this harisha that be a dam tzipur, that you would want to do the mitzvah kisi adam, the churu would say, etzad echaloysa say, that then it should be muti, you should not get malchus. And Rashi says, acharisha zatrashim yishum lav the yomtiv leluki, for the lav of being over the meloch on yomtiv, you should not get malchus. Dam tzipur hoyil vi mizdam nilay tzipurim, v'chayis tuva. Let's say you can have a lot of birds and a lot of chayis, and you don't want to cover up their blood. So l'chur, you'd be allowed to do a harisha to get the ground soft in order to do a mitzvah kisi adam. So why don't you say a svar from hoyil here? Then Tosfos speaks out that a harisha le'lechayiv hoyil v'choz l'kisi adam tzipa. Tosfos speaks out im hoyil adam tzipa b'mokaim, if you had blood there b'mokaim harisha, in the place where you're being harish, where you're plowing now. We're talking about such a case that if you'd look around for other dirt that's already soft, the blood would dry up in between. So that's why it's called Esadei Chaloistasa. You have no other way to do it. Or you touch the Shai Dei Maim, or else there'd be water that would mess it up. And if you would wait to get the other dirt, you would not be able to make the Mitzvah Kisui. So in this case, we should have said Esadei Chaloistasa. Because if you don't do the essay, if you don't start plowing right now, you will not be able to be mekayim this mitzvah of kisi adam. The gam maros talking about shein yochol kofloi v'litloi. You can't just pick up all this blood and take it someplace else to another place where you'll find the dirt. The yimla came because if you could have done one of these two ways, is either look for other dirt, or else like try and pick up this blood and move it someplace else. So if you could be mekayim the mitzvah in a different way, in a different manner, that you would not have to be over the avera of harishon, you would not have the heter to be over harishon. L'shayakam v'litcha yeseh loisasei. Could yom resh lokas b'shabbos. That kol mokim shatam oitzi eseh v'loisasei. Im ata yochol akayim shneim is mutav. V'yom lav, the klal is yitcha eseh loisasei. If you can't do it, then the klal is eseh d'echa loisasei. So that's the shayla here. That here, l'churu, there are cases that right next to the harisha, you push your need, or this harisha, you need the dirt, in order to mekayim the mitzvah saseh of kisi adam. So in this case, we should say esadei chaloi saseh. So according to you, Rabbi, that you say this for from hoyol, even if you don't have the dam tzipor or the dam chayis around, but since if you would have the blood, it would be mutter, you should never get malchus for harisha on yomtiv. That's the Gemara's kasha. According that's this is Rav Chisda's kasha on Rabbi's side of hoyol. Right over.